This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation that was left undone for this year. Every year, there are some items that go without attention by the full Missouri Senate. It is common for certain legislation to take years before a majority of lawmakers believe it to be necessary enough to command time in committee and on the floor of the Missouri Senate. For these things, there is always next year. This year's regular legislative session saw several measures aimed at local control, particularly in relation to St. Louis. In the last decade, as an example, state law has been changed to return control of the St. Louis Police Department to the city after having been overseen by the state for more than a century. Some lawmakers would like to see Missouri resume its oversight of the police department in the Gateway City, while others would prefer it remain as is.
And I don't know exactly what the final product will look like when it comes to the floor.
Toward the end of the regular legislative session, Senate Bill 658 was introduced. This proposal would have created provisions relating to the accountability of St. Louis government. Similar legislation was also introduced last year. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodham Columbia says when it comes to local matters, he believes the legislature should proceed cautiously.
I personally don't have any desire to punitively make it harder, nor do I have any desire to say that we make it so difficult as far as the threshold goes that nothing can ever happen again, right? You just got to find the balance of what those things look like.
While Senate Bill 658 was referred to committee, a hearing was not held on the measure. Over the past several years, lawmakers have also taken looks at how certain services are funded. This includes numerous attempts at rewriting property tax code for Missouri and studying the need for property taxes. Some have looked at neighboring states as well as other states to see if there is another way to fund things like education in Missouri.
I think local governments have concerns with the fiscal note. I'd imagine police and firefighters have concerns with the fiscal note.
To this end, Senate Bill 8 was introduced during this year's regular legislative session. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo is from Independence.
I'm all for firefighters, but not at the cost of taxes. I don't understand how they think taxes work. Of course nobody likes taxes. I mean, everybody wants to be able to spend and do everything else, but they also want someone to show up when their house is on fire.
Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis says he does not believe cutting property taxes is the answer.
I personally think that we should just address the issue at hand, which is the price of the vehicles and the chips, and they had the spike. I think we should address that formula, fix that at that level, and I think that's fine. Anything else we do, we'll defund our schools, we'll defund our police, we'll defund our firefighters, we'll defund our ambulances. I don't know anybody in my district that wants their ambulances to show up 2 minutes slow. What can happen in that 2 minutes time? That's what we're looking at here.
These and other ideas could be introduced again next year. Lawmakers are looking ahead to the upcoming legislative session. The second regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will begin in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.